Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Chayisara, the Parsha of the great Shatzin Eliezer, went on a shlichus for Avram to find the Shidduch for Yitzchak. As you know, there are many limudim that have to do with Shidduchim in this week's Parsha, and there are limudim which people should take to heart. Very often, people ask, what is it that a person should do when he looks for a shidduch? And of course, there's all kinds of advice. And of course, there's many, a lot of different types of advice that may be accurate. And that's certainly so. What I'd like to point out is that, at least directly from this parsha, we find only 2 points of advice. Only two points of advice. What are the 2 points of advice? We find something about Yitzchak that helped him find the Shidduch, and we find something about Rivka that helped her find the Shidduch. In other words, when the two of them finally meet, we find by the two of them a behavior by Yitzchak and a behavior by Rivka. The Torah couldn't be clearer. At the moment that they meet, what Rivka does, the minute she meets Yitzchak, is she covers her face. She shows a behavior of tznius. In other words, what we see from here is when a person meets his prospective husband, that the midah of tznius is the midah which should make you attractive to him. On the other hand, regarding Avram, Yitzchak came back from davening, the bar lachay ra'i. He came back from tefillah. So what we really see from here is that the skula, or the preparation for a shidduch, for the man is davening, and for the woman is tznius. There are many aspects to a human being. If you want to see about a bachur that you're inquiring about, how sincere he is, how tamimistic he is. Now, of course, it has to be that the girl is appropriate for a sincere boy. But if it is a appropriate shidduch, the way to check out a boy is to see how he davens. How he davens shows you something about him. By a woman, the test is hatsnias, how tsnua she is. Tsnua is not dafkin, what part of her body she covers, but in her behavior, the way she behaves in a tsadua dika way, as opposed to a show-offy type of way. These are two nakudas that we learn clearly from the parasha. I mentioned often that people look for all kinds of skulas. The one skula dika thing we find is that we find a shiduchim at a bare amayim, at water. People go on dates, they meet for the first time. Why not go to a place where there's water? I don't mean water to drink. I mean where there is a pool of water, a place, a park that has a pond. On my first date, I went on the ferry. I took a ferry out to the Statue of Liberty. Now, of course, in the middle of the winter, that doesn't work too well. But that was my first shidduch. And I married the young lady that I took out at that time. That doesn't prove anything, but these are things that we could pick up from the parasha. A thought regarding the beginning of the parasha. We find the episode of Avram and Ephraim. And in Perichav Gimel Pasuk Tezayin, Ephraim is spelled Chaser. So Rashi says, Amahar be'afil ma'at lo yosa. In Pirkei Avos, we find this in the first parak of Avos, towards the end, in Mishnah Tezvav. Shama yoimer, asay teras rekava, emor ma'at vasay harbe. Emor ma'at, speak little and do a lot. The Rambam in his Pirush in Pirkei Avos writes, Sadikim kavram, they say little, paslechem, echa paslechem, they say he'll give a little. And then, asu harbe, he brought chema v'chol of a ben abokar. Dr. Rambam, Hashem came Rishoyim, Ephraim. He even let him a penny cheaper than its highest possible price. So we see the midah of a tzaddik is to be omer ma'at va'ase harbe, to say a little and do much. Ramesh and the Koran, it's a paladika thing. Why emar ma'at va'ase harbe? Why not emar nothing in ase harbe? Why do you need an amir at all? No, I don't say, just do. After all, what matters is what you do. We see from here that, says Ramesha, that there's a maila in an amira. Like somebody makes something hegdish. Not enough to just want it to be hegdish. Bring it to hegdish. You have to say, zu hegdish. So there's a maila, there's a benefit in the amira. This is fascinating because this summer when I was learning Bechairis, I came upon this idea in two different tshuvas of the Netziv. I recall that one was, I believe, the second tshuva, which was written to the Chafetz Chaim about saying, Hareini Oisel Shem Mitzvah, by putting making tzitzis or tefillin. And the other was a tshuva later. I believe it was tshuva pei. But in both places, the Netziv writes that Amira conveys a higher level of Kedusha. For example, when someone separates challah or truma, really, you don't have to say zu challah and zu truma. We learn out of a pasuk that even the machshava, meisin eino b'tzad zeh v'echam b'tzad zeh, he looks at one side and says that's truma and meiser, and he eats from the other end. V'nechshav lochem truma yisechem. We darshin nechshav, machshava is enough. Still, amira does something more. And that's why he says, the Gemara says, there's actually an erech in, I believe, Chavtes Olamid, that even though a bechor is kaddish right when it's born, there is a maila, a person's supposed to say zu bechor or zu hegdish. Amira conveys something more than would be otherwise. The idea, this is why he says, amar ma'at v'asei harbe z'adramashen. It should be amira. A human being is a memalala. He has the ability to speak. And with speaking, with designating something, it adds a maila to it. As a matter of fact, I believe that the Tziv writes in the second of the aforementioned Truvis that a person who's teaching Talmidim and he prepares something from which to teach, he should say, Harezu Siddur, Harezu Echumish. And even in the Amira, he conveys upon it a greater siyata d'shmaya in the things he does. Of course, the idea here is that in a hachana for a mitzvah, a person should speak out what he's doing. We know when people shafi Shabbos, they say, Harizu l'kedusha Shabbos. And therefore, say it, speak it out, it's a ma'ila. Emar ma'at, don't oversay it. Say it, but it does convey, it does add something of significance when a person does such a thing. A second thought regarding the first part of our parsha. We're taught that this is a nisayon. It's a nisayon for Avraham Avinu. What's a nisayon? That Avraham Avinu was promised Eretz Yisrael, and still he had to spend money on the kfur of Sarah. For a lot of money. You have to understand, the nisayon is not the money. We think of gedolim in our terms. You know, nisayon was 400 zuz. No, that's not what it says. The language of the Medrash Rabbah, is on the Eira El Avram, later in Parshas Ve'era. The Kaddish Baruch Hu said about Avram Avinu, Amati l'Avram, kum ishalech ba'aretz la'arko l'rachba. Bikei shlit basara v'lei matza, at shekana b'damin. This is the Medrash Rabbah, Perek Vav, Ois Dalet, that v'lei matza at shekana b'damin. Avram was promised that he owns the land, and he didn't get it until he paid a lot of money. V'lei hir rachim idaisai. And he didn't think after what I said. V'lei hir rachim idaisai. The Hanhoga is the Lahir Achim Yidaisai. Very often in life, things happen to us that are challenging. We're challenged. can be challenged one way or a different way, whichever way we're challenged. It's a challenge. We know, Rav Dei Hashem, we know that there are challenges in life, and we undertake the challenges. We say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, what are you doing? Why are you being mefriya? My learning, why are you making it hard for me? Why are you making me work harder? I'd rather learn more. A person has all, can have all kinds of mashavas. You should know. Lehir achimidaisai is in the sayin. A person has to be tranquil, has to be peaceful. Somebody who's an Eved Hashem knows peace with whatever comes his way. This is one of the fatal flaws in the betachin fallacy that's going around, that a person just having betachin and everything goes well. When things go well, that's a nesayin. Nesayin is you have betachin, and it doesn't necessarily go the way you want. It doesn't necessarily happen the way you want. I think Avraham Avinu wasn't capable of saying, have betachin, emuna shleima, that I'm going to get a land for free. You think Avraham couldn't say that? He could say it, just like people could say it today. But it's an Arishkeit. There's no guarantees in life. Avraham Avinu had betachin that whatever happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching. And lehir achimidaisai, he didn't give it a second thought. Whatever he had to do, he did. And he didn't give it a second thought. This is an hug of Gedalim. This is what we learn from the Gedalei Olam. Something to aspire to. We human beings, it's hard sometimes. But lehir achimidaisai Hashem, we're on a mission. Have you had challenges in the mission? That's all part of the mission on which we're sent. And so with these thoughts, I come full round back to Shidduchim. When it comes to Shidduchim, there are a lot of nesiyonos, a lot of challenges. Our generation, I have to tell you, is a generation where many aspects of Shidduchim represents in the sign of our time, the sign of our time. The difficulty that some wonderful, wonderful people have. It's a very big nesayin. It's not a simple thing. It's a challenge. We do what we could do. It's so, so difficult. People are challenged. What do they want already, Rabbi Nishalayim? What do they want? What are they looking for? They're looking to build a house of Avdei Hashem. What are they looking for? To raise an army of Tzava Hashem, of Bnei Torah, Tamidei Chachamim, and Noshim Sunuais, and Tzadkaniais. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu, why are they having a hard time? Very big challenge. Lehir Achamidai say. And so, with these thoughts, we turn to Rabbi Nishalem and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make it easier. Make it easier. Give us a couple of months of miraculous help in Shidduchim. Let it be. We're Makabal. Im calls the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loi Lamane Lamancha Sehi. We should be zeicha to an army of a new generation of Kal Yisrael, Lamancha, that is the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The young men, the young women, that's all they're looking for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give it to them. And with this, we wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Gebenchta Shabbos and a time of great Hatzlach.